Okay, good morning, County Council Group 2.
Good morning.
We are going to go ahead real quickly with introductions, and then we'll bring on the next topic, which will be from Gina Jennings, the Finance Director, speaking about the Clean Water Task Force update. If you would please state your name, school, and which part you're playing for the record.
Trevor Harrington, Del Mar, and the attorney.
Okay.
Abby Pearson from Seaford and District 5.
Brittany Smith from Seaford, District 2.
Nicole Surface, Cape and Lubin High School, and the president?
And District 1, correct.
And District 1.
Cole Smith, Cape and Lubin High School, and District 4.
Colin Quigley, Sussex Technical High School, and District 3.
Lindsay Grow, Indian River High School.
You're playing Finance Director.
Finance Director.
Curtis Weber, Seaford Senior High School.
And you're the clerk of the county.
I'm the clerk of the county.
Okay. All right. We'll begin with Ms. Jennings.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. President and members of council. I'm going to talk about the Clean Water Task Force update. You have put me on this task force that was created by a state senate resolution. And the reason that this group was put together was that the state of Delaware had a compelling interest ensuring that all Delawareans have access to clean water. Most of Delaware waters occurring, it's about EPA's coming in, checking the waters, that they do not meet the quality standards for the designated uses. So they're not good drinkable, fishable, swimmable waters, what they're talking about. Federal funding is insufficient to meet current and future needs for the state of Delaware. So the task force was established to study and make findings and recommendations regarding ways to improve water quality in the state of Delaware, and there are currently 30 members on this task force. And Sussex County is represented by myself, Kent County, state of Delaware has multiple legislatures on the committee. There's people that have interest in clean water that are on the committee, so there's is a well-diverse group. So some of the findings that DENREC has gotten that has caused this task force to come together is that some Delawareans do not have access to drinking water or basic wastewater disposals in their own homes. Some Delaware waters do not meet that quality that I said about drinking, swimming, and supporting different aquatic life. Some Delaware communities have a risk from flooding and drainage hazards. So if there's a lot of rain, you'll see some houses in our area tend to flood. There is a list of 377 bodies of water in Delaware that suffer from excess nutrients, low dissolved oxygen, toxics, and bacteria. So what kind of dollar amounts are we talking about? What does the state need in order to fix those 377 bodies of water? So here's a list that's come from DENREC. And clean water infrastructure and operations, what that means is what is needed to clean water, and a lot of that's wastewater treatment plants, things like that. They say they need $37 million annually for that. Drainage programs, those would be for the flooding that I was talking about, the $5.6 million. Drinking water infrastructure, that would help companies like Tidewater, Artesian, to go into these communities that will help so that they have water that they can drink right from their sink. That's $5.4 million annually. Flood abatement is $3 million. Toxic assessment, remediation, and restoration is $2 million. Water permitting, which monitors our wetlands, is $1.2 million. And their agricultural programs for nutrient management for $600,000. So we're looking at a need of $54.8 million annually for the state to do what they need to impair our waters. So there is draft legislation currently that is in front of the task force. This is the second version. The first version wanted to put a $45 fee on the tax bill. Now, this is a $45 fee for households, $150 for small businesses, $500 for large businesses, and this will be placed on the sewer bills that are administered by anybody who has a wastewater treatment plant. That would be the counties, such as Sussex County, any other municipalities, and private entities. So Tidewater and Artesian also have wastewater treatment plants. DENREC will be responsible to bill the septic owner. So if you're not attached to one of those county municipal systems, you would also get a bill from DENREC. This $45 fee will generate $15 million a year. It is estimated that $5 million would come from Sussex Countyans. And Sussex County government alone would be responsible for billing $3 million of the $5 million. So here are my concerns as the one that's going to be responsible for billing that $3 million. The county does not store the data to determine if it's a small business or a large business. We don't keep data on number of employees, gross income, things like that. That's kept at the state level when they do their tax returns, things like that. So if we are supposed to bill businesses $150, small businesses, we don't have that data. So how would we know? It's impossible to coordinate who bills a business. So in the legislation, one business, they could have 20 locations, they only get one bill. So if that business, like a Walmart, has multiple locations in multiple counties, who's going to be responsible for doing that bill? There is no complete database of all septic systems in Delaware. So DENREC is responsible for billing the septic systems, but there is no complete database of those septic systems. So if your septic system is really old, you might not get a bill. County will collect the fee, but the state is in charge. So what happens is the county will collect the fee on our sewer bills, and then we'll just send it right to the state for the state to take care of. It's very much similar to the school taxes that we do. On the property bill, there's a school tax, and we just send it right to the state for them to handle the money. Funding, when it's all collected, so that $15 million that's collected, another concern is we collect $5 million in Sussex County. Well, not necessarily the way the legislation's written would $5 million go back to Sussex County. It could go to Newcastle County or Kent County. That's another concern. So some of the people that support why the legislation is written the way it is currently for the utility bill, it's a billing mechanism that's already in place. So if we were to create a whole other billing system, it could cost $3 a bill going into the future because there's no bill that exists. But this one is just a fee rate already in a system that we have. It's bondable income. That means we can borrow on it because it's a definite income stream. It's not like the legislator that passed the bill give $10 million to DENREC to monitor waterways. They can't get debt on that. Okay, so this is a definite income source. There is a link between where the fee is being billed and the reason for the fee. So you see the fee on your sewer bill, and you know it's helping for the infrastructure to clean water. So there is that link. And they feel that this is the most equitable way to charge the residents among the three counties. So if you put it on a tax bill, we tax differently in the three counties. But a simple $45 fee on every sewer bill throughout the state would make it most equitable. So the biggest issue that keeps coming up in this task force is how to bill this $45 if that's the way we choose to bill the $45. So there's multiple ways that we can consider. We can do the original version, which was the property tax. We could implement a sales tax, which, as you're aware, Delaware doesn't have a sales tax right now. We can put a water fee on water bills instead of doing the wastewater fee. They could increase the gas tax, that's come up. Accommodations tax, that's the tax put on hotels and things for people that come to our area. There's a percentage there. Increase that or designate some of that to come back to clean water. Designated funds is what I was talking about with the legislature can designate funds, say we're going to move $15 million of our budget over to clean water, and that's how it'll be taken care of. No fee. And other members of the task force also says, hey, the state should first look at saving money before adding another cost to people, more residents, and let's do that first. Okay? So those are ideas that are constantly passed around. So since I represent you on this committee, I need to know how to vote. So we have the current legislation that they are proposing, which is the $45 fee that is on the utility bill. How would you like me to represent you going back to the task force? Do you want me to support that, or do you have other ideas? What would you like me to say?
I have a quick question. Okay. So they want, you said, what was it, 54, 56 million for, like, the whole thing?
Yes.
But we would only get $15 million back to support it, right?
That's correct. So there's a $50 million need and $45 on each household is going to project $15 million.
Okay, so the rest of, like, the way, like, how will we get the rest of the money? Is that just out of the state, out of other other kinds of things? Because I feel like there's, like, more of a spending problem then there, because if you don't have that income, then you're spending more than you're earning, and then you're going to go into debt. So how does that work out?
That very true. Very smart. So the issue is right now they don't even have the $15 million. So they want to start with at least something. And to put the $50 million out there, it's going to be too much to absorb to pass anything at this point. So they're asking right now the $15 million that hopefully they can leverage with the federal government and EPA to get some more money on top of that $15. But they would like to start with something better than the whole thing.
Would it constantly increase over the years, or would it steady out?
Good question. So the hope is of the task force that $50 million would go down. So once you repair the waters, then you put things in place so that you don't have to do the remediation and fixing it. So the cost right now is to fix.
Oh, sorry about that. And for the accommodation tax for, like, the hotel,
yes,
it's for the people who come out of state into our state?
That's correct. That's okay. That's who will pay for that.
Okay, because that makes kind of sense, because that's how I get pulled over. It's always out-of-state people who pull me over.
Okay, Madam President, if there are any other questions, now would be the time for the council to ask Ms. Jennings questions. If not, then you would entertain a motion to direct Ms. Jennings on how to represent the council on this matter.
Okay, well, I have a question.
Okay.
When you said something about cost savings, like we should look into cost savings, what type of things could we look into to save money on?
So this is a state of Delaware initiative. Mm-hmm. So we would as a council recommend, see where DenRec could do savings, that see that they can do a savings first before we vote for something like that. We are a separate entity, so we don't know where that is, but your constituents could be telling you, hey, I'm not ready to pay the $45 fee. Let's see what the state could do on their end. So that it would be on their plate then to find the savings and then come back to us for our support later.
Okay, so I got another question about how they're talking about the small and large businesses, how they're, like, fined and stuff. And since you said we have no, database of who has small business and who has large business, well, that should be fixed, because we need to know, we do. Because then if everyone was billed, you said the 150, right?
That's correct. For the small businesses,
for the small businesses, and 500 for the large businesses.
Yes.
Well, if everyone's billed 150, and then so as it goes back, it's like a spending problem.
Yes.
Got to know, so we're able to get more income in, so that it evens out, on order we get more, so we would have a surplus.
I have a question. Do they know, like, how, do we know how, like, you know, how many buildings they have of that company within, like, Delaware?
That would be tough to find out. That's come before the committee multiple times, and nobody has come up with a solution. How do we communicate? There would be probably, we're thinking, 50 entities billing this one fee. So how would those 50 entities communicate to say, I'm billing this building, and this person, you know, on my tax records, they could be, you know, as something LLC, and they got something else in another. We don't have that, and I've told the committee themselves that this is not doable the way it's written, that we cannot do that kind of coordination. So if they want to go forward with utility bill, then all businesses would be billed no matter how many locations they have that one fee. So they would be 150 times how many locations they have.
So again, with my question.
Mm-hmm.
For the in the cost itself, like you said, the infrastructure would cost about $37 million.
Yeah.
So why is that? Like, why would it cost that much? Instead of a different number, like $20 million or more, why would it cost that much?
So DenRec gets requests from all of the wastewater treatment plant area, the needs of the growth in the area. So if we need to build a new treatment plant, this is how much it's going to cost to make it affordable for the residents to be able to get their water treated. So they've gone in the past and see what those requirements are and what those requests are, and that's where they've come up with that number.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you've heard Ms. Jennings and her recommendations or her concerns and her update. It would be up to the council now to make a motion on how you want to direct her, if you want her to vote for this or vote against it. If you have concerns, then obviously you would tell her to represent the county by voting against it. If you think it's a good idea and that they can work through the issues, then make a motion to have her vote for it. So,
if we're voting for it, we're voting for the $45 for the household and the 50, or 150 for the small business.
Yes, you're voting for me to support that recommendation to charge the $45 per resident.
Technically, household. That's all up to the legislature and what have you, but she's representing the county, this county's interest in this. So if you have concern about that, this is your way of telling the legislature, I'm not in support of this or I am in support of it.
So I have a concern. Like, if I think, like, that there should be just a set price instead of 150 small, because we don't know that, I think there should be a set price. Would I vote against it, or?
If you do not like the structure of the fee schedule right now in its present form, I would say you would probably want to say you're voting against it in its current form. So you would vote for her to vote no.
Okay.
So for me, since I don't like how much money we're spending and not enough income, I would vote no.
I'm sorry?
That's correct.
Since I don't like how much like money's being spent and not all the income coming in,
right.
I would vote no. Okay.
Assuming the motion is to have Ms. Jennings go up and vote yes for this, then your vote is yes. If you don't want her to vote for it, then your vote should be no, to make it simple. So is there a motion for Ms. Jennings to give her direction on which way to vote? Someone want to make a motion?
Motion to say no.
Second.
All right, so you have a motion and a second for Ms. Jennings to vote no as a representative of the county on this proposal. So, Madam President, you would now call for the vote one by one.
All right, your vote.
So at this time, would I say no? Or would I say yes?
Okay. Your vote is yes here because you made the motion for her to vote no.
Okay.
So you are voting yes for her to vote no.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
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 No.
Okay. So the motion carries 7-1 in this instance. Ms. Jennings will represent the county based on your questions and your concerns. She will vote no on this matter.
And I'll just give you an update. I was out on the task force yesterday. This utility bill proposal has been shot down because it's just not doable, which I have voiced my opinion. So now they are proposing it maybe going on the income tax bill that you get, or when you file your income tax, a $45 fee for the household. They're still up in the air how to do the billing, so council hasn't given me a direction yet because it's a very fluid thing going on. It keeps changing at this point, so
be okay. Prepared. Thank you all very much. We will have you step down and we'll bring up the next group.
Can I hit this gauntlet?
I'm sorry?
Can I hit this?
You can hit the gavel.
Yeah.